I'm John Lemley. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. 72 degrees in the city, some rain falling under gray skies, 21 minutes now past 12 noon. Recently on City Cafe, we brought you a story about Vermeer's Girl with a Pearl Earring and other Dutch masterpieces being exhibited at Atlanta's High Museum of Art. A new exhibit just downstairs from that one focuses much closer to home. WABE's Mike Johns has that story.
Drawing Inside the Perimeter is a group show gathering more than 50 works by over 40 artists from around Atlanta, some new and emerging, and some, like artist Robert Scherer, who are more well-established. Scherer's been here since 1979.
You know, you can't explain the depth of emotion that I'm feeling at this moment.
This is the kind of show that, before now, you were more likely to find in a small gallery or a contemporary art museum. So, for Scherer and the others represented, seeing Atlanta artists on the walls at the High Museum is a big deal.
The High Museum is obviously, you know, the anchor, the cornerstone of the Atlanta art community.
This is Andy Moon Wilson, one of the artists in the exhibition.
It was less so maybe several years ago, but since Michael Rooks has come on board, it's really started to take even more of a central role in the life of the arts community, and it's really good to see it.
Michael Rooks is the man behind Drawing Inside the Perimeter.
I'm the Wieland Family Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the High Museum.
All of the work on display has been acquired by the High for their permanent collection. As I spoke to artists around the gallery, the general consensus was that the museum was doing well in their efforts to reach out to the city that it's a part of, with a half-joking sentiment that it's maybe about time.
Yeah, it hasn't been a focus recently, but it's not new necessarily to the High Museum. Maybe a couple decades ago, a guy named Peter Moran was in my position, and he was very, very much so plugged into the local art scene.
Rook's intention is to continue that work, and with that in mind, he's focused on collecting drawings.
We have a big mandate because we're a general museum. We've got 7 departments, and so we can't be everything to everyone in the city.
So he's zeroed in on one medium through which to represent the array of talent working in Atlanta. He's been able to do so over the past 2 years thanks to the Lambert Fund.
Named for Marion Lambert, who's been a champion of art in Atlanta, art in Georgia. And she's introduced me to a great deal of artists who've been working here for decades.
Artists like Robert Scherer.
Been here since 1979.
So the focus of the acquisitions and the focus of this exhibition, as the title might suggest, is drawing. But many of these artists are approaching the idea of drawing in unconventional ways.
We're standing in front of your drawing here. Now, this is it looks like a pattern of moths or dragonflies.
Well, no, actually, what these are, I did some research and was able to determine what insect biblical scholars believe led to the biblical plague. So I went to a rubber stamp company and had them make a rubber stamp of that biblical locust. And I had some friends of mine donate blood, and I stamped a swarm of these insects. And one of the bugs is HIV-positive blood, because I wanted to try to show everybody that we can't determine people's HIV status simply by looking at them.
Scherer says that only he knows which locust is HIV-positive, and he's not telling. I asked Robert Scherer what he thought was the role of the High in Atlanta's arts community.
Oh, my. Well, that's a loaded question. I used to be, like many artists, I felt like an outsider. Even though I was an Atlanta artist, I felt that I wasn't really a part of the bigger art world, the museum scene or whatever. And in fact, I used to live on the very spot where this museum is. There was an apartment complex that was our dormitory. And I lived here when I was a student at Atlanta College of Art. So for me to be back here now on this spot and have a piece in the museum's permanent collection is, you know, you can't explain the depth of emotion that I'm feeling at this moment.
I asked Scherer for his definition of drawing. He said that it's an immediate expression that comes straight out of your brain and the mark is made directly onto the paper. And that kind of intimacy that may help connect audiences to the work may also help connect the High Museum to its artists. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
Drawing Inside the Perimeter at Atlanta's High Museum of Art is open now through September 22nd. We have photos of the work on display at wabe.org/citycafe.